White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
I find it interesting. There's so much more to Elon Musk than we all know.
Right.
Because we've talked about it, how they're, you know, they're building the factory here. They're going to build the trucks here. They have the Boring Company, which is the tunneling.
Right. I didn't even think of that one. So crazy.
He has another company. The name escapes me right now, but the.
Well, he's got the Solar City Company. He's got Tesla. He's got the SpaceX. He's got Boring.
There's the microchip thing that helps with your, you know, that works with your brain. There's more to it.
It's crazy. I know. So wait, tell me real quick. What's happening?
Another one is Tesla Energy Ventures.
Okay. That's another one that's coming to Austin?
To supply retail power to customers in Texas. And
yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be solar panels, huge energy storage projects, and smaller home batteries.
Okay. And then didn't we say a couple of weeks ago that he's going to build a solar city, like a neighborhood of strictly solar-powered homes?
Yes, in East Austin, all self-sufficient homes for energy, yeah.
Right. Listen.
A whole neighborhood of them.
I know that, you know, some people don't want Elon Musk here, or they think he's whatever their opinions are, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like a neighborhood, a completely solar neighborhood.
Yep.
And it's going to be in Austin. That's kind of cool. Well, when I found out that he was doing more, you know, and there was more Tesla stuff coming, I was like, I don't know anything about him really. I know that he's on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he is insanely rich.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's I don't think he's married. I don't know if they're married.
I don't
but
think he's married.
He's dated that rocker girl Grimes.
Mm-hmm. They have a baby together.
They have a baby with a name I can't remember, but it's spelled strangely.
Right, right.
So then I was like, where did he get his money? You know, like, was he self-made? What's his story? So I did some Googling that I like to do. And first of all, there's a camp that says he did come from money, a wealthy family in South Africa, but I guess his mom has come out to say that that's not true at all, that they were very poor. They moved to Toronto and they were very poor. So, you know, it doesn't even matter if he came from money, because I'm about to share with you how he got more money, which is all about him and that crazy brain of his, right? But I just wanted to give you a couple of things about him. First of all, he's been married 3 times, which is maybe why he's not married to Grimes, because he's like, I'm done.
I didn't know that.
He's married three times, one woman twice.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
He would be a quirky guy to be married to.
But she, yeah, they got divorced and then they got remarried. And then he filed for divorce and then he pulled it back.
I wonder
but
if he was married finally, rich or poor those 3 times.
Oh, I don't know.
Interesting.
Good question. He has 6 sons.
What?
He has 6 sons. It always is interesting to me because, you know, you think, oh, 50-50, male, female, but I don't think that's true. I think some people have more boy sperm. It's the sperm that decides. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, mathematically, that shouldn't happen.
Right, exactly. Right. 6 sons. He did not have an easy childhood. He was bullied as a kid. And at one point, he had to be hospitalized because the bullies threw him down the stairs and then beat him until he blacked out.
Jeez.
That's terrible. Can you believe that?
Tequila did that to me once.
Threw you down the stairs. That's pretty funny. That was a good one. At age 12, his entrepreneurial skills
at 12.
Start to come out.
Okay.
He created a game called Blaster, and he sold it to a computer magazine for $500. And I thought it was funny. He described it as a trivial game, but better than Flappy Bird. So, yeah, this started at 12.
Wow.
Then he went to the University of Pennsylvania, right? While he is there, him and a classmate decided to rent out a 10-bedroom frat house and turn it into a nightclub.
Oh my God.
He made some money there. Then
that's that entrepreneurial spirit.
Exactly.
Right?
Then him and his brother, Kimball, I guess, or Kimball, I don't know how to say it, launched a company called Zip2. Zip2 was a company that provided city travel guides to newspapers, like the New York Times and Chicago Tribune. That's an interesting idea, right? Like the Time Out, you know? But they did a little city guide for the newspapers.
Gotcha.
Lots of city guides.
Oh, Time Out was, that was the college paper thing?
Well, the Time Out was like a magazine, but it was all about travel. It was like, okay. At least that's what I always looked at it for. Okay, so Zip2 got off the ground, and he literally was living in his office and showering at the YMCA. Right? Just because he was working, didn't have a lot of money. Compaq came in and bought Zip2 in a deal worth $341 million.
I did not know that.
That was like his first real company, Zip2. Wow. And Compaq bought it for $341 million.
What's wild about that, if you get that big of a payday, he could have just...
You could have been done.
Sailed off into the sunset.
His brain doesn't work that way.
No.
Next, he started X.com, which was an online banking company. And he launched it in 1999 using $10 million of his own money, right? Later, it was bought... Well, actually, what happened was it merged with a company called Confinity. But bottom line is, it eventually became PayPal.
Oh, really?
Yes. And PayPal... bought it, and he netted $165 million off the of the.
You want some inside scoop
on PayPal? Yeah.
No,
I love.
Wow,
some
maybe I shouldn't say it.
No one's listening.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
No one's here. It's just me and you.
I'm gonna turn the microphone down. I'll tell you quietly off the air, and then you tell me if I should say that on the air.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Oh,
should I say that?
Sure. I don't see why that's a big deal. People know where he's living.
But when he moved to Texas, he didn't say where. We all knew it was Austin.
Oh.
Let me just say this.
But guess what? I've been by his place, and I was with someone, and they pointed it out to me.
So it's kind of public knowledge.
So, I mean, people
I won't give away too much. I don't want to make his life difficult, but...
It's not going to be made difficult.
Where
he's a billionaire.
It's a connection to PayPal is where he's staying. You know.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
That's not too interesting. Bad. Well, then he doesn't burn bridges, which I guess is good. I wonder if it's Peter Thiel. T-H-I-E-L.
No, it's not. That's not who
PayPal.
It is.
All right. He got fired from PayPal, basically. But then he got money when it sold because he was the biggest shareholder.
Oh, wow.
So that's why he got $165 million. But the price that eBay paid for PayPal, $1.5 billion. Like, his companies aren't just, you know, oh, we'll pay you, you know, $1 million. It's like freaking millions and billion.
He's a big thinker. He wants to change the world.
Exactly. So then you've got Tesla, you've got SpaceX, you've got that Solar City, which is a solar energy company. Now, in 2008, he did go into some financial crisis, in case you were wondering. He does know what it feels like.
And after all that money?
After all that.
Oh, come on.
He personally saved Tesla from bankruptcy, right? He invested $40 million in Tesla and loaned the company $40 million more. So that's why he had some issues, because he saved Tesla. But then, of course, they named him the CEO, which they kind of had to at that point, I think.
Give somebody $40 million, you get to be the boss.
But between SpaceX, which has not made money and costs a lot of money, right? Mm-hmm. And Tesla, same thing. And even SolarCity, he almost went broke. He describes 2008 as the worst year of my life. Tesla kept losing money. SpaceX was having trouble launching its Falcon 1 rocket. And by 2009, Musk was living on off personal loans just to survive.
Wow.
Another sad thing. So, you know, he's got a lot of money, but he's had some sadness in his life. I mean, starting young, being bullied so badly. But he lost a 10-week-old son to SIDS.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it's not charmed. Anyway, it's a little background on Elon Musk.
Damn.
The guy is like Midas. And he's not afraid. You know, the golden touch. You know, Midas.
The Midas touch.
What's right, that? But his right. Like Midas. The name of the man was Midas, or the king was Midas.
Right.
Right? Why are you looking at me like that?
You know what's weird, though? I sometimes, I'm a big fan of Elon Musk. I'm a fan of all of this. But he goes so far. Like, okay, Teslas are amazing. Do they need the autopilot? Like, I was just reading this morning about one that crashed into a police officer on the side of a highway.
Because it was autopilot?
Yes. And, you know, in these SpaceX.
Right. He can't help himself, though. He's just that he won't quit. Like you said, after making all that money, he could have been done.
I know.
But he's not built that way.
Wow.
And not only is he not built that way, but he will keep going. Like, you know.
Like, I have no desire for an autonomous car. I like to drive.
Yeah, but. Listen, I'm not a fan of it either because I think of all the things that could go wrong, like the robots take over the world type of situation.
Well, it's run by computers. Every computer I've ever had in my life
has glitches
screws up.
Yeah, exactly.
Shuts down for no reason.
Exactly.
Freezes. The spinning ball.
And you're going to sleep while it's driving itself? No. I agree. I don't like it either, but he just does everything full ass.
Full ass.
Full ass. There's no half ass. It's all full ass.
I've never heard anyone say full ass. I just made it up.